Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grounded, supported, and ready to grow. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Whether it's your first time in therapy or your 50th, Grow makes it easier to find a therapist who fits you, not the other way around. They connect you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights, and weekends. You can search by what matters, like insurance, specialty, identity, or availability, to get started in as little as 2 days. And if something comes up, you can cancel up to 24 hours in advance at no cost. There are no subscriptions and no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow helps you find therapy on your time. Whatever challenges you're facing, Grow Therapy is here to help. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid, in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/get started today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/get started. growtherapy.com/get started. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So Hunter Biden's taken a plea deal for misdemeanor charges because the American justice system has two tiers of justice. If you're part of the Biden family, you can get off basically scot-free. But if you're part of the Trump family, well, you'll be indicted with charges facing about 100 years in jail time.
There are a series of acceptable aristocratic families in America who seemingly can just get away with anything as long as they are part of the democratic establishment.
Well, even then, it's the Bush dynasty.
It's the rhinos as well. Yeah.
Trump upset all of them, and now he's facing far worse than Hunter and Joe Biden are facing. But I thought we'd go through some of the new breakthroughs, particularly because Hunter Biden's lighter charges are coinciding with the fact that the FBI has now had an insider come out and say, I've been working on an investigation for, say, 6 years on the Burisma allegation. Turns out that Joe and Hunter Biden took about $5 million in bribes each, and that's just dropped out of the headlines. So thought I'd give you an update on that stuff. So first, this New York Post reporting. Hunter Biden is apparently going to plead guilty to two misdemeanor charges of failing to pay federal income taxes, according to a letter submitted to federal court by Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss. Now, David Weiss is one of the holdover Trump appointees. Biden tried to get lots of the Trump appointees to voluntarily step down from their appointments, but Weiss is in a district court in Delaware, where the Bidens are located, and he's one of the ones still on staff. So Hunter's failed to pay at least $100,000 in income taxes in each of those years, 2017 and 2018. We don't know the exact amount because it wasn't listed on the indictment, but it's a hell of a lot of money, more than I'm playing with. The first son allegedly received more than $1.5 million in taxable income in each of those years. As part of the agreement, Hunter is going to enroll in a pretrial diversion agreement on the felony charge of illegally possessing a firearm as a drug user after he lied on a federal gun purchase form in October 2018 about his addiction. So he's going to be re-educated.
Oh, beautiful.
That's all he's going to get from that one.
I was about to say, so is that all they've caught him on, despite everything else that's been involved, despite certain things that the New York Post had reported on and such in the past? Is that all that's happening?
That's all he's been charged on so far.
So far, all right.
But this is all that's hit the headlines yet. And this is the, considering what else he's been accused of, pretty credibly, the lightest possible slap on the wrist he could get. So he's going to get 2 years probation and drug tests. No prison time. Now, the drug tests, we all want to know what the consequences of that are going to be. Let's be fair. Also, last month, the IRS dismissed a 13-person investigation team that were working on his case. So they've come up with something that he's evaded a certain amount of income tax, but why did they need to get rid of all of those agents? Apparently, a supervisory agent, Gary Shapley, and another anonymous IRS whistleblower testified that the House Ways and Means Committee had contacted Congress to allege a cover-up featuring preferential treatment and alleged false testimony by Attorney General Merrick Garland. So preferential treatment for the Bidens for a charge that doesn't seem quite as serious. He's also settled in his baby mama payment case. Were you aware of this? He had a kid with a stripper.
I wasn't aware of this,
so
actually.
This is the seventh grandchild that the Bidens won't acknowledge. Biden always says he has six grandchildren. This is
Navy. Are they being hidden away wherever Boris Johnson keeps his children?
They're all in the same creche, I assume. So he had a kid with London Roberts, who isn't a bad-looking woman, to be fair.
Oh, she's very much your type. Blonde, primarily plastic.
I can fix her. So he settled in a court in Arkansas, and he's agreeing to pay $20,000 a month in child support. Again, where's Hunter getting all of this money? I'm sure it's just his art deals. Mm. And this has all happened at exactly the same time as the FBI have decided to issue a report on the Bidens' illicit business dealings in Burisma. Now, speaking of criminal families, if you subscribe to our website for as little as $5 a month, £5 rather, I'm not going to deal in the American money, you can get all the access to all of our premium content, including mine and Harry's series Comics Corner. The 8th episode has just come out, and it is on The Long Halloween, Batman's
classic comic book, classic series, a big inspiration for lots of stories that came after it, and a lot of the films that got released as well in the past 20 or so years. Really good series. I really enjoyed this discussion. If you're looking for highbrow comic book content, the kind that you don't really find elsewhere online, I think there is only really one place to come, which is to Lotus Eaters for our Comics Corner.
No one else will quote Spengler while reading Batman like Harry does. That actually happened, so see it for yourself. Anyway, on to the FBI stuff. So recently, Congressman Chuck Grassley was given an FBI memo from a six-year investigation, largely redacted, which proves that Hunter and Joe Biden accepted bribes from agents involved in the Burisma dealing. Mm. So, Senate Republican, not Congressman. I keep getting those mixed up. He said that an FBI informant had said a Ukrainian oligarch involved in a criminal bribery scheme with Joe and Hunter Biden claimed to have 17 recordings of his conversations with Joe and Hunter. So that's 15 recordings with Hunter, two specifically with Joe. He revealed on the Senate floor that a largely unredacted version of the Bureau's FD-1023 confidential human source form said the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden allegedly has audio recordings of his conversations with them. Republican senator says these recordings were allegedly kept, keeps having to preface it, it's not me, as a sort of insurance policy for the foreign national in case he got in a tight spot. Mykola Zachevsky, the Ukrainian owner of Burisma, was the foreign national involved in the alleged criminal bribery scheme. And Zachevsky referred to Joe Biden as the big guy during a conversation several years before the June 2020 date of the Bureau document, according to sources familiar with the FBI record who described its contents to the Washington Examiner. So we keep hearing this big guy thing from Hunter's laptop, from the texts that showed that they shared a bank account. That was after the New York Post published it in the 2020 election. But this is way back in 2015 and 16, and the 2017 beginning investigation that identified Joe Biden by that nickname. So we're seeing a pattern here that Joe Biden has had this weird self-aggrandizing code name throughout all of his illicit business deals throughout the world. So seems pretty credible, but there you go. Grassley added, according to the FD-1023, the foreign national possesses 15 audio recordings of phone calls between him and Hunter Biden. The senator said the FBI record also indicates that then Vice President Joe Biden may have been involved in a Burisma employing Hunter Biden. Sources had previously told the Washington Examiner that the Burisma owner discussed an alleged bribe of $5 million to Joe Biden and of $5 million to Hunter Biden, according to the paid FBI informant who said he heard this directly from Zlachev. The sources said Zlachevsky said he believed it would be difficult to unravel the alleged bribery scheme for at least 10 years because of the number of bank accounts involved. So this has been a deliberate obfuscation of the amount of money that Joe and Hunter got because they've been passing it through shell accounts. And of course, they shared a bank account, so it shouldn't surprise anyone that the two of them were on this together. So the GOP Oversight Committee decided to do a tweet thread debunking some of the claims that the Democrats have since made since this news came out. The FBI informant has apparently worked for the FBI for over 10 years. The DOJ has not already investigated and disregarded this, as some of the newspapers have been claiming. because of course they always like to debunk this, because the FD 1023 was generated by the FBI on the 30th of June 2020, based on another FBI record from 2017. So this was before the 2020 election, well before that fake FBI newsletter came out in response to the New York Post piece that said, of course, this is just Russian disinformation. And it's being used in a current ongoing FBI investigation. So the claims are still being reviewed as credible by the FBI, despite the obvious bias that the FBI has demonstrated towards the Biden family. So, not looking great. Marjorie Taylor Greene decided to read the indictment in the halls of Congress, and she said that the background is the paid FBI informant was advising Burisma not to purchase a US GAF company, which was a decision made on the advice by Hunter Biden while they were under investigation by Ukraine's general prosecutor, Viktor Shokin. That was the prosecutor that Joe Biden decided to brag about on video when he said, well, son of a bitch, the guy was fired the next day and they got the billions of dollars. So she then said that the Bidens were paid $5 million each, that the informant has two pieces of evidence to show the bribes were paid to Hunter and Joe Biden, and that the informant stated it would take 10 years for the public to know about this because of the number of bank accounts that the bribes were fed through to get to the big guy. The document has been released to the Congressional Oversight Committee, but not to the Senate Judiciary Committee, despite the requests from Chuck Grassley, Josh Hawley, and Senator Ted Cruz, or the public, but it's not classified. So why aren't they releasing it to the public? Pretty curious. But despite it not being classified, we have this from the previous Washington Examiner piece, with respect to the 1023 showed to the House Oversight Committee, from what I've been told by folks who reviewed it, it's filled with redactions. The document that Comer and I, and this is Grassley, had read, maybe two or three half-inch redactions were included. So Director Wray, FBI Director Christopher Wray, placed redactions on a document that is already unclassified, and the FBI made the made Congress review a redacted unclassified document in a classified facility. That goes to show you the disrespect that the FBI has for Congress. Now, I wouldn't be shocked if the FBI was the only one that had disrespect for Congress at this point, but if it's not classified, why is so much of it redacted? Pretty strange. Now, one reason why it might not be redacted, why it might be redacted, rather, is because the FBI rep in question, the informant, who we don't know, has apparently said he's fearing for his life.
Oh, all right.
From who? Who could he possibly fear his life from if he's exposing corruption from the Bidens? Now, this is from Anna Paulina Luna, who is a member of the Freedom Caucus. She's the very attractive congresswoman that you directed my attention to earlier.
There was a particularly amusing video going around of her giving some kind of congressional testimony earlier on today.
She was dressed very lovely.
She was dressed to get the attention.
So she tweeted out, just left the meeting for House Oversight. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family. And this is alludes to something you said earlier. The certain dynasties in the American political system, whether it's the Clintons, for whom I have absolutely no information that would lead to the arrest of course, whether it's the Bushes, whether it's the Bidens, their political enemies seem to get their comeuppance. They never seem to be able to challenge the existing political establishment without a hell of a lot of opposition. So, well, I wouldn't allege that it's them threatening his life. But
part of my thinking on all of this is that it's all obviously very telling, and it's great to have this information. But the fact of the matter is, as far as I'm concerned, is will this amount to anything? Will this amount to anything substantial? And when it comes to, when we always make jokes about information pertaining to the arrest of Hillary Clinton, the question is not necessarily does that information exist. For me, the question is, if that information does exist, will she get arrested anyway? Will the people in charge actually arrest her, or will something happen?
Yeah, lock her up has unfortunately amounted to nothing, and instead it looks like they're going after Trump
as
with full
with
force.
Everything in life, it's not what you know, it is who you know. And if the people who are behind the strings in charge of who gets arrested and who doesn't are your pals or on your payroll, well, in all likelihood, you're untouchable.
Yeah, very little actually changes. Again, trying to appeal to hypocrisy is useless. It's never about hypocrisy or reciprocity. It's always about hierarchy. They will always try to lord their power over you to cement that hierarchy.
I do sincerely hope that something comes of all of this, but given the charges that are being put forward at the moment and all of this intimidation that seems to be going on, it seems that Hunter Biden will be getting his slap on the wrist. I would like for it to be otherwise, but that's how it seems to me so far.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's going to amount to much. So just a bit more information from James Comer, that's Congressman James Comer, he said on Tuesday that he'd read an additional 2 FBI files, but the more than half of the content in those was redacted as well. They brought 2 2017 files referenced in a June 2020 informant document, but they failed to bring a 2018 file that was referenced in a footnote. So there's another file out there that has incriminating evidence on the Bidens. They've just decided not to present to any of the congressional or Senate committees or the public. And Comer also recently identified 9 Biden relatives who allegedly received foreign income from shady figures in China and Romania.
So it's a family business.
Well, there was an old Politico
Fast
piece.
And Furious, Biden edition. It's about family.
There is that video of him in his top-down Corvette with the glasses. And
there you go.
Going, get in, we're going to rob the country. Well, there was an old Politico piece called Biden Inc. where his brother, James Biden, was given deals in Iraq after the invasion and utter dissolution of the country to rebuild properties. And I'm sure it's out of pure, what Jordan Peterson's favorite word would be, merit, that James Biden got those contracts and not any kind of political favoritism whatsoever. Also, James Comer has decided, because of this, he's going to hold Director Wray in contempt of Congress. So if there's going to be any kind of consequence for that, it will probably be for the FBI officials before it will be the Bidens.
I mean, if that still happens, I mean, hey, couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, right?
Well done for quoting Harvey Dent there.
There you go.
Move. If we just go on to this as well. Biden's been asked about this, and typically Biden, not knowing where he is, did not address the question. He was actually questioned about, do you have anything to say on the bribery allegations? And he said, first, I have to get off the stage now, probably because his handlers were shouting in his ear.
Yep.
And then he said, ask the Republicans, where's the money? And Rishi Sunak looked rather miffed, though Rishi Sunak often doesn't look that dignified.
I don't want to get off topic for a moment, but I just want to point out aesthetics means a lot, especially in politics, especially if you're looking to get elected. You want to look powerful and you want to look domineering. Rishi Sunak might be the only person alive who is so diminutive as to make Joe Biden look like the dominant one in the conversation.
The only time I have found Rishi Sunak remotely endearing is when he was on the Conservative leadership hustings. And he decided to get up and go off script and say, oh, I was down in this small village earlier today and someone asked me to take a photo with their baby. And he said, finally, I'm in a photo with someone my size.
I think I saw that as well. That was actually quite good for Rishi, but finally, yeah. I get the opportunity to look human.
Yeah,
it might be something else that he was thinking at the time.
Crack a smile while he's impoverishing me and selling off my entire future. But anyway, so then Biden had another senior moment and he got angry at a New York Post reporter because he was at a press conference. And at the end, the New York Post reporter decided to call out, why did the Ukraine FBI informant file refer to you as the big guy, President Biden? Why is that term continuously applied? And Biden said, why do you ask such a dumb question?
I mean,
it's not stupid. It's rather pertinent to the American public, but again, just insult your opposition.
That is the kind of answer my granddad would give.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Does your granddad have any cognitive impairments? Because Joe Biden certainly does.
Currently, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. But at least he's got the dignity of not crapping himself in front of the Pope. reminder, the Post reported in October 2020 that an email from first son Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop said the big guy was due 10% in a business deal with China Energy in 2017. So the FD 1023 was generated on the informant's information well before the big guy thing was published in 2020 by the New York Post. This now makes 3 separate instances. This is 2 Biden business partners in the CEFC deal. So that's Tony Bobulinski, the guy that came out and gave an interview to Tucker Carlson, and James Gillar had referred to Biden as the big guy well before this information has been made public. So Biden's been going around using this nickname for quite a while. But as you say, will this amount to anything? Now, I'm very skeptical for reasons of we already know about him selling off strategic reserves to Sinopec, which Hunter Biden, his investment firm, had shares in. We already know about the Biden Inc. Politico piece I mentioned earlier. We already know about the Intercept piece we covered quite a while ago in that segment, Biden's Watergate moment, right before the midterm election, where it was proven that the Biden administration, the National Institute for Health, Jen Psaki, were in coordination with Silicon Valley heads to censor particular posts and Anthony Fauci parody accounts, violating the First Amendment. None of these things have come to anything yet. And all of those are linked in the reading list on our website if you want to watch our past coverage for that. We've got a steady stream of Biden routinely violating American civil liberties and the Constitution. And as of yet, as you said, the American dynasty has been untouchable. Unfortunately, Trump has not been afforded the same benefit because
of course not.
Trump was indicted on 37 federal counts and is facing over 100 years, possibly in prison, for his treatment of classified documents in Mar-a-Lago. Now, bear in mind, Biden did basically the same thing. at his house in Delaware, because we had this here. He's not going to be charged by the DOJ for this. They said they're exploring it.
Works like that.
But yeah, but just to remind you, these are the photos here of Trump storing them. They're in bathrooms. They're in ballrooms. They were in a room that then the FBI decided to put a padlock on for security reasons. And then the FBI, when they raided him, went in and broke off their own padlock and acted like they didn't know it's there. So the worst you could get is Trump probably haphazardly decided to store these documents.
If these are all of the hundreds of documents, I doubt Trump would have been able to just pick up all of the boxes cartoon style on his own and just transport them out of the White House. Obviously, he would have had help with this, and presumably officials from the White House and all of the security services would have helped him to transport all of these documents, because they're going to want to keep an eye on them as well.
Yeah, and he also has declassification power as president, whereas Joe Biden didn't as vice president, or Hillary Clinton didn't with her emails, which I'll mention very shortly. But Trump is facing a maximum sentence of 100 years in prison if he's convicted on all 37 counts. And his personal aide, Walt Nutter, faces a maximum years of 90 in prison. So
bringing the aides into this.
Yeah. So this is just obvious naked partisanship, because, as I already said, Biden's not getting charged for the same thing. Classified documents were found at his personal residence in Wilmington, Delaware, despite having no classification power. And they've gone, nah, it's all right, mate. And the last one is just salt in the wound, because Hillary Clinton, as soon as Trump got charged, decided to tweet this out. She is making merch out of the fact that she was not prosecuted for the destruction of classified documents when she smashed her phones with a hammer and acid washed the servers. A server which was stored next to her toilet in her bathroom.
Yep, salt in the wound, just rubbing it in your face. She knows that you know that she is corrupt and should be in prison, but she knows that you know that she also will be able to get away with it because nobody's going to charge her for such things.
Yeah, that is the smug face of the two-tiered justice system of the American oligarchy. So call me cynical, but I don't think we're going to get any consequences for old men or old women anytime soon.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium contents on the site, such as the Epoch series this episode on Lucky Luciano. If you want to find out what else is being put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
Social Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.